You know, Cara, this is unplanned, but if you could, in a moment, softly play that some more. What I'm going to do spontaneously here is, while we're in that space, I'm going to take you through a spiritual practice that I've been doing for the month of February. So if you get yourself comfortable, and Cara, just follow along with me, and we'll be extemporaneous together. If you will center yourself, and move your heart, move your mind into your heart. Allow them to become the one which is indeed what you are. Now open that space and imagine the front of you being energetically wide open. Bring back a point in time where you felt deeply, truly loved. And as you bring that memory into your heart and allow yourself to feel that point in time, to feel where you were, to allow yourself to be enmeshed in that feeling that indeed you are loved. You are love. And now, if you will, imagine that there is a love even deeper than that. Allow yourself to be immersed in that space and in that love, that feeling. And a feeling of love even deeper than that. For we know that love is forever expansive and infinite. Boundless, limitless, and that divine love speaks to our heart. That divine love is the language of our heart that goes places that our mind cannot go. In a few more minutes, just continue to allow here the opportunity to be in that deep, abiding love. Gently allow yourself to move your consciousness and beingness back into the room with a heart filled with love. It's warm in here. Is Crystal in the room? Maybe, thank you, Connie. So yes, the theme for the month is awakening to love, and I've been doing that spiritual practice that I just shared with you. And you like to know that your spiritual leader is walking the talk, right? There's been so many serendipitous moments, or miraculous, depending on how you choose to look at it. And I can only give you a few of them here and now, but many of you know that the ministers, Reverend Michael and I and Reverend Lisa, as well as Johnny Samples, have returned for a full week from the Centers for Spiritual Living Convention. My heart is so filled. And I'll try to put that into words, but I hope you can stay in that deep abiding love, because having 400 people doing their spiritual practice with beautiful music, wonderful speakers, yoga, tai chi, meditation, body work, it's an amazing experience. Did you know that we're celebrating 100 years of the science of mind? That means that Dr. Ernest Holmes, our founder, was writing Science of Mind. This was long before the textbook even. And our book of the month, The Mystic Heart. How many are reading it? Okay. I know it's a little chewy. Wayne Teasdale is both a Catholic and a Hindu. He moved from the United States and went to India and lived there for a while. And does anybody know when this book was written? 1999. About 80 years after Ernest Holmes was writing Science of Mind. And just to give you an essence, so from the Mystic Heart, I'm sorry, what I'm going to do is basically say, the Mystic Heart created the word interspirituality, where he basically says, we're all mystics. You wouldn't be here if you weren't a spiritual seeker. And that calling to your heart and to that connection of the oneness and who are you, that deep, intimate connection with yourself, that's the call of the mystic. Now, you may not call yourself a mystic, but we all know it's what you believe. And if you don't first imagine that possibility, you've already shut the door. So in the mystic heart, he, in quite a few areas, is just sharing how the different religious traditions are seeking that connection to the oneness. And Dr. Ernest Holmes, of course, for January, our book of the month was Living the Science of Mind. The great spiritual seers of the ages have taught that man is on the pathway of an eternal evolution, the purpose of which is to produce in the individual everything that is inherent in the nature of the divine. To feel back to this fundamental unity, to commune with it, to experience the beneficence of its presence, recognized, felt, understood. That is what's meant by mysticism. So, Science of Mind, Dr. Ernest Holmes, 80 years before interspirituality. And we have spiritual mind treatment, our affirmative prayer, as a tool, along with meditation that has been known by many of the mystics, and yoga, and many other spiritual tools that we practice here. So today's lesson title is Love Leads the Way. If you were to buy this book, I would tell you that page 76 and 77 would be a spiritual practice you could do for a long time. And I just got to share with you what I was doing, inspired by many things here. The totality of spirit is boundless. That's our next theme, next month. This love of the divine is beyond the comprehension of the human. It is ungraspable, nameless, formless, perfect, and free of all limitations. Divine love reveals itself to us by its care for the natural world, the cosmos, all creatures, and ourselves. Divine love is personal and intimate. I'll repeat that. Divine love is personal and intimate. It gives itself to us in complete freedom. It is what makes us whole and complete, what heals us from the scars or wounds of the human condition. The spiritual journey puts us on the road to realizing and actualizing who we really are in our ultimate being. Enlightenment is the awakening to our true identity as boundless awareness. But it is incomplete unless our compassion, sensitivity, and love are similarly awakened and actualized in our love and our relationships. Awakening to and developing compassion, sensitivity, and love is thus a part of the spiritual journey. I just can't get enough of that. And I keep rereading that. And that's out of the Mystic Heart. But does it line up exactly with our spiritual principles? Well, you know, when you do the mantra, awaken to love, it's like when you buy a new car and you realize there's a lot more cars like that on the road, right? So when you are awakening to love, when you're doing your spiritual practice and your mantras and your reading and your contemplation, on awakening to love, guess what happens? You see it everywhere. And I won't call out names, but I know I've had conversations with certain people who have had either a life experience or a spiritual experience in the last 60 days. Are you open to seeing that in your life? When I continued to do that spiritual practice, I just so much more embodied that, and I'm not sure I can put it into words, that I am breathed by love. It's a good thing you don't have to remember to breathe, right? Because you might be dead a couple times over. When I realized that, you know, love, the spiritual divine essence of what we are, is giving in this room, is giving in nature, is just giving all over the place because the love is so deep, it knows nothing but to give of itself and expects nothing in return. No expectations. No tit for tat or bargaining. I want deeper love, yes. I want to feel more enriched, yes. I'm not worthy of that, yes. The universe says yes. Do we realize what we're saying? You know, a lot of times there's the mind chatter going on. And are we paying attention and becoming conscious and aware of what we are saying to ourselves? So if you'll entertain all of us for a moment, I'm going to ask all of you in the room who are 60 years or older, please stand. Take a look around. Take a look around. All right. If you'll now sit. Now I'm going to ask those of you in the room that are 35 years or younger, please stand. What's your name?
Hazel.
Hazel, I want to talk with you afterwards. Now, it is funny, but I have to tell you, it was very similar at the CSL convention, Centers for Spiritual Living. 400 people. Will you think for a moment about this center 25, 30 years from now? It hurts my heart. Because we know the world wants and needs more of what we have. Churches are dying and tithing is going down. Do we need to be the change? And it can't just be me and Reverend Michael. If this teaching and these principles move you and make a difference in your life, and I know it does because practically 80% of you have been around in this spiritual community for more than 15, 20, 25 years. Do you know how special that is? At the CSL convention, the number of people who are trying to start a center who people don't even know these spiritual principles yet. So can we thank Dr. Carolyn? Yes. I've always appreciated my teacher, but it just gets better all the time. We're so fortunate. And we're in a college town, and you look at the divisiveness and the politics. We could sit in this community, and 30 years from now, Hazel might be the only one here. If we do not open our hearts, our consciousness, and commit to sharing with others these spiritual principles, our spiritual practices, and this spiritual community. Now, I'm going to tell you, people feel it. At the CSL convention, this woman was invited. She didn't know a whole lot about us. She has done major branding and marketing. And if you go to her website, you can see all the big names. And she was asked to come because there are only 362 centers for spiritual living with an average attendance of 80, which means there are only 30,000 people in centers. And she basically said, I never heard of you or knew about you. But when they asked me to come, they told me that your vision was a world that works for everyone. Oneness, not divisiveness. And she goes, and that sort of hit a bell because my mission and vision or vision for my company is a world that works. And I understand that, you're looking to reach 10 million people. And she said, I had no idea that when I walked into the hotel that I would feel what I felt. The essence I feel here is just incredible. And I will work with you pro bono. Some amazing things are happening. I attended a marketing symposium the first day, which was a pre-conference session, and I'll share a little bit of that in a second. But the first night, the opening event, were speakers who were ministers 35 or under. Whew. Wow. Wow. Reverend Abigail has all different colored hair, glasses, very academic, in a business suit. And she comes out and she is leading the next generation retreat, where they're using these spiritual principles to become the next leaders. And let me tell you, they are on fire. Reverend Michael, can I have you come up? I'll let you stand since you for a microphone. So, Reverend Michael. We were very intimate with the infinite, weren't we?
Yes, we were. Soul sister.
And we continued to listen to Reverend Abigail speak about the mystic heart, about becoming intimate with the deep abiding love. And we learned that we're now knocked up.
You know what that means? We're going to tell you more.
First of all, you might be surprised based on our age. In case you're new and you don't know, we're both gay.
Miracles.
We're the next Immaculate Conception. Now, what happens when you get knocked up is you first go into shock.
What? I can't be. Denial. And then...
We learn that we are birthing new realities.
So each of us, with every idea, every concept, every grand illumination that we have, is a gestational moment. And the process starts. And there can be what? Sickness, illness. Oh my God, I don't want this. But then, eventually you accept the idea that there is something on its way. Something. So, you're happy for a while.
Excited?
Yeah. Hey, you know, hey, this new is approaching. It's moving into my life.
And you begin preparing.
Yeah. You might, you know, set up the birthing space for it. Create a space in your life for it. And then another reality sets in.
Birthing is messy.
Yeah. And I don't know if I'm equipped to do this. And then it gets really painful just before. So can you conceptualize this idea of being knocked up spiritually as the knock of spirit on that door of the heart you mentioned?
By being intimate
with that true heart part of yourselves. Can you? Yeah.
So you have to stay tuned for the annual meeting for more. But I wanted to give Reverend Michael an opportunity, highlight for you or what you got out of the conference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. There are so many heart connections, as Reverend Kathy was mentioning. One of the most heartfelt for me was the woman And I could mention her company, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Landmark?
Mm-hmm.
And who so was so filled with the feeling that she felt when she walked into the hotel and she had met no one yet. But it was palpable, like walking in here. You can feel something when you walk into a space filled with love, filled with the truth, filled with the essence of spirit. And it took her a while to find her, she was deeply emotional, very teary, and she felt it. So we all were saying, yes, 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 we support you. And for me, that was how we are called to be in the world, if we sense this deep, abiding love. And I do. Reverend Kathy does. And so for me, that was the most heightened awareness of how deep the love is and how it can show up before we even show up. I likened it to a sapling when we're born. And the more love we add, the more love we add, the more rings we add of love, and the stronger that tree is. Because you know what? That taproot of the heart goes a whole lot deeper. And so that's what I know.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
The woman actually was doing, thank you. The woman was actually doing a presentation and she says, now, you know, to create the future, we need to create from the future. And of course, everybody's in the room, so, uh-huh. She goes, you don't have a problem with that? No. And she kept talking and she kept saying, wow, you guys are so easy. But everything she said was in perfect alignment. Another youngster who had been to the Centers for Spiritual Living teen camp, his name was Brian Akers. He comes up on stage and he says, I'm your 3A battery. We looked at each other. Energizer battery? Accountability. Agitation, because leaders push the edges. And action. Not motion. Action. At the marketing symposium, there were about 60 people, and they had hired different people to come, as well as had CSL leaders speak. And the woman who was hired said, there's 60 websites based on all of you who signed up for this special symposium. Only 8 out of the 60 websites have current events. And some of you even have Facebook, Crystal Trimble. And do you know what people like on Facebook the most? Affirmations, Crystal Trimble. The practitioners created the affirmations that Crystal Trimble actually creates graphically and posts them in Facebook. Yes. We're leaders. Because we stand on the shoulder of giant and giants. And that was just the first day. So I'm going to go back to something much more personal. I told you I've been doing my spiritual practice. Of course, as we're there, we're just walking on clouds. You know, Reverend Michael and I and Reverend Lisa don't get usually 40 hours a week to be together, so wonderful bonding, and with Johnny Samples. And Johnny has been nominated to the Leadership Board of Centers for Spiritual Living. Because education is a priority. We are leaders. So then I decided to sign up. I mean, when you're in all this love, it's even easier to sign up for things you've never done before, isn't it? So I signed up for quantum therapy. Tell me more. I love it. She lays me on the table, and of course, I have my shoes off, my jacket off, and she says, "Wow, you have a strong will. Tell me how that serves you." And I said, "Well, I'm responsible, accountable, I'm an achiever, I'm a leader, people can trust me, I get things done. Yeah, I have a strong will. Matter of fact, my mom tells me I'm stubborn." And I just like to say, "Aren't you glad I was assertive?" So then, and of course I can't go through the whole thing with you, she says, "Why such a strong will?" "Because I experienced emotional abandonment when I was younger. Now, I have to say to you, that's my struggle, and I know my struggle is not your struggle, but do you get how your struggle provides a gift? And you may not know what the gift is yet, but your struggle provides a gift." And so we went through that, and I explained how I was left on my own, and of course, most of you know I love nature, and I'm a tomboy, so I explained how I climbed a tree, and I cried deeply. And she said, "Wow, that hurt, didn't it?" Said, "Yeah." It was probably when I was, I don't really know, maybe 7 or 8 years old. And she says, "I'm being very vulnerable, you know. So you protect your heart, don't you?" "Yes, I do." And as a child, you needed to protect your heart. But what if you're strong enough now as an adult to not protect that heart so much and to allow it to be more open and more vulnerable? Do you think spiritual practice works? If you believe and are committed, TSW, this stuff works. Or you can use the other S word. This stuff works. I took myself totally out of order. I want to, before we even get into the annual meeting, because I know some people will leave, I sincerely, again, want to thank Reverend Dr. Carolyn. Last annual meeting, she said, "Your budget doesn't have a budget line for the ministers to go to the ministers' conference or the Centers for Spiritual Living conference. Board members, you need to put that in the budget." Thank you. And I know she knows that, because the other thing I want to thank her for is, you know, at one point she had a gaggle of ministers, they used to call us. Those gaggle of ministers from Chico with Dr. Carolyn. And, you know, Dr. Carolyn was always very gracious in introducing us to people who were ministers and pastors and leaders of other centers for spiritual living. And I haven't been there for about 6 years. And the demographics have changed, no surprise. But I was able to just connect very quickly with so many people. And if it weren't for Dr. Carolyn inviting us staff ministers to come join her and to introduce us, CSL wouldn't know that we are leaders. I mean, they would know based on Dr. Carolyn. But during the business meeting, they did talk about how they were upgrading a database, and most of you know that I'm also a technologist. And they kept, in the marketing meeting, they said what people needed to do, but I was very aware that the things they were saying were to people who were like, "Huh? What's that?" And they kept saying, you need to use technology because that's how people find us these days. I met a couple here in the back who basically said, yeah, I Googled you and found you. We need to be there. And I know the rest of CSL do not necessarily have people who have that skill set. And they want to reach 10 million people. Let me ask you this. What you know about the internet, is it possible for us to reach 10 million people? Yes. But you, like financial freedom principles, must have order, balance, and then expansion. So I spoke up at the business meeting and I said, you know, you really, within the organization, need to have somebody putting order and balance, because we could leverage more of Crystal Trimble's time. We could leverage crowdsourcing, for those of you who know what that is, meaning if there's 30,000 of us and there are 362 centers creating affirmations and who we are and what we stand for and the spiritual principles and the practices that we use in order to improve our life and make the world a better place, recognizing our oneness, not the divisiveness, the oneness that we are, the power that is in the love. You know, many of you remember that I always like to say, our heart, the love, is like the gas pedal, and our head is like the steering wheel. And you're going to need both of those. But in order for us to spread our understanding of our oneness and reach the love, and at the annual board meeting, I actually also have a link to the Centers for Spiritual Living Teens. And we're not going to watch it during the meeting, but if you go home and you watch that, these teenagers are thirsting for a space like they provide. And it was really obvious in the ministers who were 35 years or younger, because they are on fire. And they know their truth and they know their power. And I just want to make sure that I circle back now, including in the annual meeting, saying it's important for all of us to be present in the community of Chico. Because we have so many of us who know this teaching, want to spread this teaching. But to be honest, just being present brings the light and the love that you are. But I'm going to ask you, are you committed to that? Because it's really easy to keep walking in every Sunday, and when new people show up, how are you greeting them? How are you bonding with them? How are you connecting with them? How are you letting them know that they can make a difference, that we can make a difference, that we are one, that we welcome them? It's an imperative for us, or else we die. Which means change. And birthing is messy. So I hope you can grasp it more than the words could ever express. How much I love you. How much I am honored to be one of your spiritual leaders, soul brother. And I hope that as you do your spiritual practice, that you too will find the miracles as you awaken to love. Namaste.